each of us has a cross to carry in our life. Some may be heavier, some are light. But his cross takes many forms. It could be sickness, it could be financial problem, problems with relationship, problems in the work. But many times, my dear brothers and sisters, our reaction when God sent all these crosses into our lives, we tend to shy away from them. We tend to avoid them. We tend to hate them even and blame God. Why did he send all these sufferings into our lives? But then, lest we forget, my dear brothers and sisters, that in this cross, there is that wisdom of God, that God makes us closer through this cross. It is hidden in it, but we need to discern the wisdom that God has in sending all these crosses. These crosses, my dear brothers and sisters, could be a form of darkness. And of course, we don't like darkness. We don't want to live in darkness. We want the light. But again, when we discern, there is that light that is enshrined in this darkness of ours. This is the very experience of Abram in our first reading. And what was his darkness? His darkness was he and his wife Sarah was not given a child. You know, for the Jews, in the Old Testament especially, a couple who were not given a child is considered a curse. Remember, Zechariah and Elizabeth. And so, with a child, it means that it is a sign of immortality and honor. So, Abram has to grapple with his darkness. Why was not he given a child? And in this darkness, my dear brothers and sisters, Yahweh has to reveal himself. When Yahweh told Abram that your descendants look at the stars in the sky, your descendants will be as numerous as the stars in the sky. It was a promise by Yahweh to Abraham. But you know, even in the promise, in that very promise that God made to Abram, there was even some form of darkness. What was this darkness? Of course, Abraham could not believe, how can I have as numerous as the stars in the sky as my descendants when I do not have a child? Isn't it ridiculous? Perhaps we will also think that way. It is ridiculous. It is a form of darkness in that very promise that God made to Abram. But then God has to reveal it again. And thanks be to God that the light was cast on Abraham. And what was that light? The light of faith. Remember that Abram put his faith in God. And when he prepared the animals for that covenant making with Yahweh, he was again enveloped in darkness. This time it's a literal darkness. But then God has to set the fire, and that fire is symbolic of the very presence of God. I will be with you, Abraham. Do not worry. And I will give you as numerous descendants as the stars in the sky, and you will inherit vast tracts of land. Remember that in this darkness that Abraham experienced, there was that light that followed. The same is true, my dear brothers and sisters. We have our own desires, and we could not possess that desire. But we need the light of faith, in order to possess, in order that our desire will be obtained by us. The cross is a form of darkness, but in the cross, God will reveal His wisdom. Saint Paul talks about the cross in our second reading. And Saint Paul challenges the Philippians, and of course it's one of us, that be imitators of Him. Why do we have to imitate Saint Paul? Remember that Saint Paul is a very godly person. He said that I glory in the cross of Jesus Christ. He must be foolish in saying that. Why do you glory in the cross of Jesus Christ? And I preached Christ crucified. I preached Christ crucified in opposition to the Philippians that their glory is in their shame, according to Saint Paul, and their God is their belly. That means their God is their human craving, the pleasure, the wealth that they aspire for. But we learn from Saint Paul that he gloried in the cross of Jesus Christ. He embraced the cross that Christ sent him. It is because, in the end, Saint Paul said, my body will be changed into the glorious body like our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, Saint Paul was hoping for the glory that will be revealed once he persevered in his suffering, once he endured his cross. And so it is a lesson for us, my dear brothers and sisters, when we shun, when we avoid the cross, because for us it's too much, Lord, I cannot bear that anymore. No, do not run away from your cross, because in that cross, the Lord will reveal His power. The Lord will reveal His love. The Lord will reveal His closeness to us through the cross. Speaking of light, the Transfiguration is an event full of light. Let me tell you the background. Why did Jesus transfigured before the very eyes of Peter, James, and John? A week before this, Jesus predicted to the apostles that as the Messiah, He is going to suffer and to die. Of course, the apostles took these words of Jesus in a very different way, as many of us. In fact, Peter said, no, Lord, I won't admit that you are going to suffer and to die. You are the Messiah. You should be put in the pedestal and adorned and worshiped by all. But to die, for you to suffer death, is an alien in our concept of a Messiah. But sorry, Peter, if that is your way of thinking, sorry to disappoint you. That is not my Messiahship. Because as the Messiah, I am destined to suffer and to die. The same is true with us, my dear brothers and sisters. When we think that the suffering is the end all and the be all of our existence, we are wrong, because suffering is not the end. It's just only a means in order for us to attain true happiness and salvation. And we could say and think that this God must be crazy, must be stupid in letting us suffer and then saving us. Well, that is His way. That is the way of God. Remember Jesus Christ. He did not attain glorification without suffering. There is no Easter Sunday without Good Friday. Always remember that. That is the same history in our life. And so going back to the transfiguration of Jesus is a glimpse of his glorification. He wanted to tell his apostles, since you were humiliated, you were scandalized when I proclaimed to you, when I predicted to you that I am going to suffer and to die. Now look at me. I am transfigured. This is my glorification. That my life will not end in suffering and death. I have to rise and be glorified. So this is now the glimpse of that glorification. Just to tell you and to make it clear to you that life is not, after all, the cross. Life, after all, is not suffering. There is the glorification that awaits everyone who would persevere in and endure the cross, the darkness of the cross. Because after that darkness of the cross comes the light of the resurrection, comes the light of the glorification of God. Can we resonate with these messages, my dear brothers and sisters? But look at the life of Jesus. This is his life. He suffered, he died, but he did not remain in death. He was glorified in heaven. Today, my dear brothers and sisters, we are in the second Sunday of Lent. And I observed something. Supposed to be, our cloth here and even our my vestment is violet. But there is an anomaly here because I see many wearing green. We go back to the ordinary. I know. It's the feast of Saint Patrick. So happy feast day, my dear brothers and sisters. May Saint Patrick continue to be your inspiration. Remember that Saint Patrick was a great what? Missionary. So let each one of us be missionaries of God.